Hi there. The word for you today is, take away the stone. In John 11, verse 35, we read the words, Jesus said, take away the stone. Here's the story. A big stone blocked the entrance to the tomb of Lazarus. And before Christ raised him from the dead, he said, take away the stone. There's a lesson here. God will restore what you've lost when you're willing to remove the hindrances that stand in the way. What was behind that stone? A corpse. And reverently speaking, it was stinking. John writes, 1 John 3:21, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. Hear me, please. Your confidence in approaching God comes from knowing you've dealt with the stuff that separates you from Him. And that requires courage. But you'll never experience new life until you're willing to do it. Like Lazarus, God can give you back what life has taken. He can restore what you've lost, but only if you're willing to face the truth. King David caused a big stink. Think about it, adultery and murder. Your issues may not smell that bad, but before God can answer your prayer, you've got to acknowledge them. A more contrite and consecrated David wrote in Psalm 66, verse 18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But certainly, God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Here's a thought. This is why when you counsel an addict, it's not just about what they're addicted to, but about what they're trying to cover up with their addiction. It may take months or even years of therapy, but real change begins only when you're willing to take away the stone and allow God to deal with what's behind it. Okay?